Spencer. Welcome to On the Edge, Brains Look At. Where we are with an energetic empowerment expert. She's about to light a fire up under them buns, Brains. Okay, what does it mean to be energetic? Okay, I just went for a walk and it was so invigorating. And that was the little things. But can you imagine working with an empowerment expert on that? Someone that is just going to take you to that zenith point, to the outer limits. And that's what I want. I want to be way out there that you have to tether my butt down. The world is just so superficial and just so plain and ordinary. I want to be out there with the extraordinary. And this lady here is going to take us there. Susan, welcome to the Edge.
Thank you so much for having me, April. It is my honor and pleasure of being here to be in service to your audience.
You are one of the sweetest damn people. It's just, I'm telling you, when I talk to you, I feel like I got diabetes. And I say that with love because I do have diabetes, but Brains, I'm not being, you know, but she's just so sweet. It's an email, it's a text, it's her aura. How do you keep yourself in that space, Susan?
You know, it is really interesting. So we've been brought up with so much judgment to judge others and judge ourselves and to separate from our bodies and to make sure we get it right and the polarity of this reality, like this is good, this is bad. You got to find the right choice, make a good decision. That I found a way to be in neutrality, to not be in polar opposite. And so when I'm in neutrality, I'm able to receive everything without having any judgments. And it's just like this easy, fun place to be. There's doesn't take a lot of energy to be there. You don't have to hold up a lot of walls. You don't have to create separation. It's a beautiful space.
Now, that's where I, again, have to tether myself down because my judgments are my boundaries. And I'm not saying that all my judgments are negative, but my judgments are my filters. They are a way for me to protect myself. They're a way for me to weigh against opposition. It's a way to protect myself. It's like my antennas. So how can you just live in a world, or any of us live in a world, and not utilize judgment?
So I think there's a difference between judgment and awareness.
Okay.
So what if you are aware of what's happening or who this person is or what energy they're bringing forth or not, versus judging that they're wrong or bad or terrible or awful, versus, like, I don't know, I guess we could call someone like a rattlesnake. Do you know what I mean? Like, wait, if you turn around, they're going to bite you, right? So you're like, okay, rattlesnake, I see you over there, but you don't invite the rattlesnake to come play with you. So you don't have a judgment about that person. You're just willing to call it the way it is. And then you can choose. And that's the beauty of having choice. So when you're willing to receive everything without judgment, then you can choose what works for you or doesn't work for you.
Right. But you still need to know, good from evil and intention. I think intention has a lot to do with that because you got to consider the source. You know, some
Absolutely.
People are going to
call it the way it is. Yes.
Yeah, some people are going to come at you sideways, but yes. There are people with good intentions. And we have become, as human beings, skeptics. We don't look at the purity and the innocence like a child anymore. So, you know, it's sure. How did you find yourself doing this type of work? Tell us a little bit about your story.
Yeah, so April, my mom's water broke 55 years ago, August 22nd in 1968, and I wasn't born until September 8th. So my whole life, April, that's been the story. Like, if anyone's
in there with no water, and it was almost a week or 2 weeks?
Yeah. Well, it never really like plugged back up, kind of a thing. So the body just kept making water, making amniotic fluid.
You know how lucky you are?
Yeah. So I've spoken with some pediatricians and some doctors, and they both said my mom and I, you know, because right now on planet Earth, like when your water breaks, like you're getting a baby in 24 hours.
Absolutely.
Either you're having it, they're inducing it, or they're going to take it C-section. That's the way it is. But it was so interesting. My whole life, I've been in the, you know, if anyone's going to be late, it's going to be Susan, you know, because she was even late to her birth. And then recently, I would say within the past decade, I was tapped on the shoulder and one of my guides said, you know, why don't you do the math? So I did. I sat down. I did the math. April, it's 18 days. 18 days. I sat back and I was like, what was I doing for 18 days? I'm like, where was I? I had this like flashback where you like all the molecules in the universe like stop and you're watching this video feed come through. And I was with the Lord and I was there saying, no, tapping out, not doing this. I know I have choice. This lifetime is filled with disease, heartache, betrayal, you know, cheating, not doing it, not going there. And God said, yes, it's really, you need to go. And I was just like, there's got to be somebody else here more qualified. Like, let me know, raise your hand. Like, you can take my place. I don't know anybody who argues with the Lord, but I was up there for, you can imagine how long that was, 18 days. And I said, why me? And he opened his arms like this, April, and there was all these twinkling lights in there. And I was like, oh, what's that? He goes, those are all the souls waiting for you to get to Earth. Because they need you to help their soul evolve. And they're doing their work and they're in their story and they're on their journey and your paths will cross or the ripple effect will take place, but you've got to go. And so I agreed to come.
And when you arrive, you have made such an impact. Tell us a little bit about the work that you're doing now.
Yeah, I work with people who are lost, limited looking, people who are stuck. They feel like they can't get over the hump. They've tried everything. People who've done self-help books and seminars and webinars and journaling and all that kind of stuff, and they can't figure it out. I love the tough cases. Ooh, sorry. I love the tough cases, those that no one else can kind of figure out. They get sent to me and I'm able to go in and April, everyone shows me their lifeline this way, horizontal, and I can see past, present, and what's projected into the future. And then their ancestors are shown to me stacked this way vertically. So I can see what this ancestor passed down to that ancestor passed down, and then you got it. So it's a lot of old systems and programmings that really served us so well, but aren't relevant right now. And what happens is we've used words like never and always. So if you've said to your kids or your parents or someone that you really love, like, I'll never leave you or I'll always be here for you. Those two words are forever words. And we're an infinite being in a body until we're not. And then we're just energy without a body. And what happens is when we go get another body, we take all of those nevers and always with us and then install them in the next body. And so those connections we have with those people, because it's a promise, you're promising to never leave them or to always be there with them. So you're connected with them. Have you heard of cords?
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of modalities do cord cutting. That doesn't actually work because what happens is you're not deleting the agreement, the contract, the vow, whatever attached you. So it just reconnects. So that's one of the benefits of what I do is I'm able to go in and I can delete whatever promise that was, agreement, contract, oath, vow. And then the cords just fall away. And it's so beautiful because you both now have choice. You can choose something else.
That's a lot of heavy lifting. When did you realize that you had this gift and be able to translate it into... the lack of a better term, to be able to use it to help other people.
So it was really interesting. 8 months after my son was born, I lost the vision in my right eye and I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And those are one of those chronic illness, you know, autoimmune progressive diseases. Like you should not actually, you know, like you can't get better from it. You know, there's no cure. It just continues to develop. So 8 months old, you know, breastfeeding, and I find out they need me in the hospital right away to have an IV steroid infusion to reduce the inflammation in my body. And it was panic mode. It was like, this is not happening to me. And I realized I was in an abusive marriage. My closest family was 10 states away, and I had an 8-month old. and I can't see out of my right eye. And I'm like, this is not my little girl dream. This is not what I grew up wishing and hoping for. Like, this is not, you know, the direction that I ever saw myself heading in. And so everything flipped 180. And it's been the journey and the process. I believe that I've been able to create new neural pathways, because when I get with neurologists and they do the MRIs, like the neuroradiologist says, we just stopped counting at 20 lesions on your brain. Like, they go, she has more than 20 lesions. And when they do cervical and thoracic MRIs, like, I have one or more lesions on every single spot going down my spine. And you only need one in a specific spot and you'll never walk again, or one in a specific spot and I would never talk again or swallow. And I believe it's by the grace of God that I am here doing the work that I'm doing, and I'm able to be in service to humanity to raise this frequency here.
Well, I'm telling you, what keeps you balanced? What keeps you as a clear conduit to be able to channel this energy? Who pours into you?
I live at the beach. I just moved here. I'm an empty nester. I sold my house last year. Then the hurricanes came. I lost almost all of my, like, I had like 2,800 square feet, and I had to just, you know, decide what I was going to keep. I just gave most of it away and just kept my prized possessions. And then we had the hurricane and it flooded the storage unit. So I lost everything from the floor up a foot high. Oh, and it was so traumatic for me, because it was one of those things that, like, I had already let everything go. Like, these were things that, like, were meant a lot to me. And it was just another lesson, you know, of knowing that it's just a thing. So now I just pack a suitcase and go. But I've served my time as mom, served my time as, you know, medical helper with my parents. I said, and now I'm choosing for me. So I live on the beach, and the ocean is amazing. It washes away tons of stuff, and it brings in with the tide the new energy. So I'm always being fed.
Well, that's amazing. So what do people have to look forward to when they work with you, Susan?
Their life becomes so easy and they have so much fun. Literally, that is one of my things. Like, you have to be having a fun factor of an 8 to 10. From 1 out of 10, it's got to be an 8, 9, or 10. Otherwise, you need to fix it. So with that, and you know, I was a single parent with my son since he's been 2. And I am so glad, like, my husband, like, just walked out. Like, it was the nicest thing that he could have
done.
You say
it was the nicest thing he could have done, huh? He did you a
favor. Yeah, no, because he could have, like, continued on with the lying and cheating and, you know, money hiding and all that kind of stuff, but he didn't. He just left like that. And it took me a while, because we were both brought up Catholic. So it was like, hey, till death do you part, and sickness and in health, like, what is that? So both sides of our families were projecting that on us. And it wasn't until I asked the question, so truth, what's right about this I'm not getting? Because anytime we ask a question, April, it empowers us. Anything else disempowers us.
Absolutely.
What I got was, what's right about it is, like, I get to parent the way I knew I truly wanted to parent. You know, it was such a gift, and I'm so grateful for him, and he knows it. And I've said it over and over again, like, oh my God, you know, you just did me so wrong and so right at the same time.
Exactly. But again, that took a sense of awareness, self-awareness. You know, you were in tune, you were engaged, and you were ready. What do you say to the person that's not ready, that's struggling right now?
Yeah, that you're okay right where you are. Like, there's no right place, that you've actually never done anything wrong. None of us ever have. So what happens is, when we choose to come down, just like my lifetime, I knew what I was getting into. I chose the experiences. That's what we do, is we choose our experiences to have here on the earth for our soul's evolution. So for instance, we have the Amber Alert. So Amber Alert was started here in the United States when Amber, a little girl, was taken and she was driven across the United States, and then horrible things happened and she was killed. So her mom was this force of nature, and she, you know, brought it into law, had it passed, and now every state has it and we get an alert on our phones. So I went and I spoke with April after the fact, and I said, April, you know, why would you choose that kind of life? Like, what was going on? What was happening? And she said, she was very nonchalant about it. She's like, oh no. She said, I chose to do this and I picked my mom because I knew my mom would be the one who would put this into law. And I did this for humanity. And I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm in the same shoes. She said, oh no, I left the body before any of that happened. She goes, I didn't experience any of that. I was like, well, that's good to know, you know? And so what if that is possible? So everybody is exactly where they're supposed to be right now and on their journey, exactly in the same place.
My mentor says that to me a lot. She goes, April, you know, it's all made up.
Yeah. Yes.
But it's all a made up story, and you have the ability to rewrite the narrative. I had a situation that I kept going back to. I was talking to her about it, and I was like, damn, here we go again. And she goes, no, let's stop right there. You know what happened previously. You know what could potentially happen if you continue in the same trajectory. So what are you going to do to change it? Because you have an opportunity to change it. And I'm like, is it that simple? She says, is that cotton picking simple? And I changed
it. I love her.
I'm telling you, girl, she need a crane to be with her. She's heavy.
I love her.
And I was like,
all right.
I can really do this. And she said, you can do it. And it wasn't a whole lot of effort.
I have two tools that can help anyone do that instantly. Would you like
to share? Want to share? Yeah.
Yeah. So what happens is we all have these stories that are running. So it's the story from our childhood, how we were, you know, dealt with our parents or our siblings, or we were adopted or we were abandoned, or, you know, any of those kind of scenarios that are running. And what happens is we create our future based and our present based on our past.
Right.
So these are stories that you've bought into and you're rereading them. Well, they're overdue books at the library and you're paying penalty fees. So you got to choose to close them, and we do it with breath. So you take a deep breath in, you close the book, and when you blow it out, you hand it to the librarian. And you allow the librarian to archive it so no one else takes it out. That's one of the tools we use.
Absolutely.
So anytime you hear a story running, because you're, you know, you'll know it's a story because it's from the past. You just close the book, give it to the librarian, have her archive it. And you can also back up the BFI, you know, the big dump truck, beep, beep, beep. We do this a lot too with clients. And we just like get rid of the books on our shelves. We just rein the stories right into the BFI with breath, and it takes it away. No longer. Like, those stories do not contribute to us any longer. And what we're doing is we're dumping out people's cups so they can receive more. Because when they get with us, April, their cup is full. And if we start trying to put some stuff in, it's going to make a mess on their table. Like, that's not going to work.
And I tell people all the time, when your cup runneth over, you have a responsibility to pay that forward.
Mm-hmm.
You have your maximum amount of what you need.
Mm-hmm.
It's overflow. So.
Yeah, some of it is like murky.
Exactly.
Some of it is like old systems, old programming. And so that's got to go.
That's, who are some of your mentors? Who are people that pour into you and keep you sharp?
So I have a lot of mentors that are like in a different dimension,
mm-hmm.
that are stepping forward to kind of connect with me, to guide me.
Pump your brake right there. Let me ask you a question, because sometimes... Well, I know that they're there, but recognizing them, allowing them to speak and settle into my soul is, I wouldn't say it's uncomfortable, but sometimes it's confusing. Will I just sit there like a good piece of filet mignon and marinate and it will get tender? Or do I need to continue to try to go deeper in my learning and my self-evaluation, self-exploration? Because I had a very deep meditation and it's come to me twice. And the message that I got was to surrender. So I'm not understanding, I'm not getting the message of that surrender. Is my question making sense?
Absolutely. So I have my angelic team here on this side, and I also have a galactic team. So our energies haven't just been here on planet Earth. Like we've actually, because we're infinite beings, like energy doesn't ever get destroyed. So we've been around since the life of the universe. And so it's been a long, so we've been all over the universe. So I have a galactic team as well. So we kind of all work together. So when I work with a client, we kind of work like this. This is their higher self at the top. This is their angelic team. This is their galactic team. And I connect the dots. So all of us together keep them up in the air. So I have yours right here. So when I'm working with someone or I'm speaking with someone, like their galactic team and their angelic team are here, and they're just saying, ask and ye shall receive. So ask for us to show up, ask for us to communicate, ask for us to give you a sign. So feathers and money are signs from the angelic realm. So when you find a coin, like for instance, yesterday I came across a penny and a quarter. You take the year on them and you look them up. Like, what's the spiritual meaning for? In my case, it was 1990. And I looked it up. And it gave me all the spiritual meaning for that year. And it was all about being on the right path. You're headed in the right direction. Like, and they're messages, from our angels, and they put them right in our path. I was in the garage the other day and, this was not a seagull feather. It was this white little feather like this. And it was just laying just like it's, and it just been placed there. It wasn't run over. And there's no birds in the garage, and it was not a seagull. And it was right there in my path on the way to my car. And yeah, that's how they let us
Let me
know.
tell you what something happens to me. I don't get coins or feathers, but I get lottery tickets. It's the strangest thing. It is the strangest thing. Okay, so perfect example. Today, I find you, and I know that I'm going to win. And I know that I'm going to win. I'm going to win big. Well, the universe is already knows that I am a person that's going to pay it forward. I already know that I'm deserving, and I already know that money, as you say, is energy.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm walking today, and I walked a certain way. And I said, usually when I walk, I look down and I find lottery tickets. I took a different path. I took a different path. I walked down the street. What did I find? Not one, not two, not three, but four. Four lottery tickets that had been scratched. I said, I'm going to put them in the second chance. You watch and see. We are going to party like rock stars, Susan.
That is so great. Yes.
I find them everywhere. So it is certain messages, it is certain energies. But what we have to do, brains, is we have to be in tune and pay attention. And there's no such thing as a coincidence. That's made up, too. Everything is in alignment and it will show up at its perfect time. You have to be ready to be prepared for that. But now I want to ask you, when you work with these individuals, they have this revelation, they're meeting another person. There's six or seven other people inside of this vessel, this meat suit that we call a human being, our subconscious mind. Now you have to work with that individual to adjust, edit, and filter and figure out how to utilize, not manipulate, but how to utilize this new person, these new gifts that you get. Do you help people go through that process as well?
Absolutely. It is, there is a huge amount of us that are not the original occupant in our bodies. That souls come here and they only come to receive the experience for their soul's evolution. Some souls just come for the in utero experience. Some come for the birthing experience. Some come for the toddler experience. Some come for the teenage experience. Some come for a traumatic experience, like a car accident or something like that. And some are contracted in, like, look, I'll do these years, then you can do those years kind of thing. So sometimes there's more than one energy, you know, within the body. And so we just have to go through and figure out, okay, so who's here, who's done, whose job is over, who's got to go, who's next?
You know what? And the way that you said that was just so beautiful and was so simplistic, because now that leans credence to people that don't understand why certain traumatic things happen at certain times. Like, oh my God, that child was only 12, or that person, you know, they lived until they were 90. That was their soul contract.
Yes. We all choose when we're leaving and how we leave. Mm-hmm. And it's been such a blessing to be able to share that with someone, you know, especially, you know, moms and dads that are still in the grieving process, that, you know, I'm able to have their child there and their child is able to like share with them what it is, how it was happening, you know, what their, you know, journey was, why they left, how come they chose that. And it's so healing, you know, for the family to be able to have that closure that they wouldn't have had.
Now, you are also a channeler?
No. Nothing comes in me or through me. Okay. No, I'm not there yet. And it might not be ever. And that's okay with me too. I'm in the area where I'm willing to be the most powerful and potent being in my reality, April, now and forever more. So with that, I'm able, there's no fear of anything else. So it's just energy. So some energy is just a little bit heavier. Some is a little bit darker. Some's a little bit lighter. Some is super light. There's no name. So there's no meaning and there's no power that's given. It's like, they're just energy that's, you know, a little bit heavy.
All right. Well, let's talk about something else that's heavy. Talk about that heaviness and you and the Oscars. I heard that you are going to be one of the gifts in those Oscar gift bags. Girl, I got one of those, maybe 7 or 8 years ago, because I coordinate audiences and do the seat filling. But I could not believe it. And my girlfriend did the candles. Oh, she did beautiful candles. Can you share with us a little bit about that experience? That is so exciting.
Yeah, it came out of the blue. I was asked to provide, you know, an energetic gift, you know, for the celebrities that attend the Oscars. And I thought, well, what would I give? You know what I mean? Like, most of the stuff I do doesn't even have words for it. You know what I mean? Like, it's all, you know, energetic wise. And so I do know that I use pendulums for muscle testing, and I teach all my clients, everybody learns, even in classes, I teach people how to use a pendulum for muscle testing. So I hand selected these beautiful amethyst pendulums, one for each of the guests, and they're going to get it in this beautiful box with this velvety cover. And I'm most excited about this envelope I was showing you just before we came on, because I'm going to seal it with a heart and infinity with wax. I'm going to wax stamp it closed.
And I'm telling you, excited? You are going to be the best gift in the bag. Yes, you are. So let's ask a few fun questions of you, Susan, before we close. Yes. If you were an appliance in the kitchen, what appliance would you be?
I don't spend much time in the kitchen. So I would be the Berkey water filter. I would filter out all of the nastiness from the water. And then I will teach you how to program your water.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty cool. I choose to be the air fryer.
Do you?
Yes. I want it to be crispy. I want it to be lean. I want it to be clean. Yeah. And healthy. What
Yeah.
is your favorite smell?
My favorite smell is frankincense.
Mmm.
Yeah, I have that oil and my body just loves it. When I make a scrub, or I'm doing a massage, with lotion and whatnot, it asks for that. And incense, also, I get it in incense.
Okay. All right. That's
What
good.
about you? What's your favorite scent?
Food.
I
Keep 100. I
would
love
say,
it. I love it. I love
so
this.
cool.
Yes, it does. It does something to me. If you are an animal, what animal would you be and why?
I would be a lioness.
Hmm.
Yeah. I have a, she's not out here right now, but I have a Tonkinese. She was paired with me. So she watches over me at night, and I watch over her during the day. So we have this AM, PM, daylight, nightlight kind of exchange. But yeah, she's very serious about her job. To do so, I would be a lioness because I love to honor, the king, in my relationship. And also, I feel like the lioness is stoic and graceful, and she's giving, and she's all about the entire herd. Is it a herd? A pride.
Pride.
Pride with lioness. You know what I mean? The well-being, and she keeps the peace. And so, yeah, I feel
We're
that's where.
both Leos. I get it. But you know what I want to be? I'm going to be the party animal.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to rock
Oh
it till the wheels fall off. Absolutely. That's me.
my. You know what you remind me of? Do you remember Madagascar?
Yes.
And the zebra goes over and he draws a line in the sand. He goes, "This is the fun side."
That's me. That is
That's you.
absolutely
That is
me.
so you, April. I
That is
love
absolutely me.
it.
And in closing, Susan, what do you want your legacy to be?
My legacy is all about gratitude, gratefulness, because that is the highest frequency we have available here on the planet. Just below God's consciousness is gratefulness. And there is a difference between having gratitude, which is obligation and responsibility, and being grateful,
That's
which is a
right.
state of frequency. So that is my gift.
Well, you are a gift that keeps on giving. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you, how to work with you, how to follow you, and to get infused with some of this energetic empowerment love.
Yeah, I would love to. So you can go to susanschatzer.com and there's links on there and you can get with me to, I do like 30 minutes, free, no cost. Like, let's just get in and see, if I can help you, if I can figure this out, what we can do, what's going to be required. And then I have a free gift for your entire audience. I am hosting another gratitude course in May, and I'd love for them to come for free. Normally it's $298, and I have a link for them, and I've already put the code in for you for them, and it's limitless. Isn't that fun?
That is amazing. We are going to put that in the back of the interview, but also in the show notes because I want people, look at that. A
Isn't
gratitude.
that gorgeous?
That is gorgeous. That is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, and you get these amazing gratitude cards also.
Wow. Are those like, I don't want to say like oracle cards, but are they inspirational cards that you can pull one every day and really figure out where you are and
Yes.
what you're grateful for. Can you also use those as mantras?
Yes, yes, and yes.
That. I'm already in tune, brains. Well, thank you so much, brains. I need you to go in and love, like, share, and subscribe. Love, like, share, and subscribe right here on the edge and to Susan's site. We want you to be happy, healthy, and at your highest frequency. All right. Thank you so much. You're a doll.
Thank you, April.
Bye, brains.
Bye.